says that. Rav Meir says, "Akol keretz Yisrael." Okay. Boy mine Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Hamarcha Avdu Lusuri, Hamarcha Bechutz Loretz Dami, Oloi. So the lacha, the person sells his eved. Person sells his eved, who's living in Eretz Yisrael, to Chutz Loretz. So the lacha is that we have to free the eved. So if he sells him in the area of Surya, is that considered like Chutz Loretz or not?
Who's he selling him to a guy?
No, even to a Jew.
Okay.
So the Mora says, and Surya is further north than Akko. So if it's considered that that's the even Akko is the Gittin in Lavadim Loi, but Kolshkin Surya, the Maracha Katuva. Even Akko has limits, but Travadim, it's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael already. So Kavu Chemer to Surya. So Moore says, okay, let's understand Surya. So Surya was an area which was captured by David HaMelech, the Moore is going to say. And it was given some dinim like Eretz Yisrael and some dinim like Chutz Loretz. Tanu Rabbanan. B'shloisha dinim drachim shavsa Surya l'Eretz Yisrael u'b'shloisha l'Chutz Loretz. So it's half and half. And the siman is av bar da bar rak. So afra tami kechutz loritz. So the siman the ayin is that's afra is tami kechutz loritz, which means we're going to discourage people from going there. Kemercha adal suya kemercha bechutz loritz. That's the base. But maybe get misuya kemaybe bechutz loritz. That's the second base. So that's the three that it's like Chutz Loretz. So offer, Eved, and Get. Maybe Get. B'shloisha l'Eretz Yisrael, Tz'chayevus, B'maiser, U'b'shmiyis, Keretz Yisrael. B'Eretz Yisrael, Kanas Lo B'tahara, Nichnes. B'Kanas Sada B'Surya, Is K'Kana B'Farvore, Yerushalayim. So Mora says, so what's this about? So Chiyavas and Ma'aser B'Shmiyis Keretz Yisrael Kasari Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. So this was a kibush which David HaMelech did, and it wasn't a full kibush. Rabbi, but kibush means it was captured or taken control of by all of Klal Yisrael. It was only David HaMelech's own decision to do this war. So that's called Kibush Yachid. There's a machlokes of the kibush yachid, shmei kibush or not. So this price is saying shmei kibush. So therefore, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it's chayav and meiser and shviyas. But Eretz Yisrael law b'tahara nichnas. You're saying that you can go in b'tahara. How's that possible? You just told me v'amarta afra tomei that the its land is tomei. So how can you go there into the b'tahara? So where it says b'shita tevo migdol. You can go in a box, different types of boxes. Somewhere it says, Netanya, we had this price in the Nazar, Nicholas there, so I'm in Beshita Table Migdol, Rabbi Matami, Rabbi Behuda Matire. So did they put a tuma on the Avir, or only on the offer? So they put a tumah only in the offer. So he goes in a shita teva migdol. He's not being mild on the offer. He's not touching the offer. So he's tor. Rebbe says it's the tumah on the aver alone. So even though you're not being mild over the ground because you're in this container which is large enough that it's considered a chatzitza between you and the ground, but the air itself is tumah. So the Gemara, I feel a Rebbe, look, Matami Elab Eretz Amim. The Gosha, Agusha Valavira. There is a din tumah on the physical ground itself, and also on the Avir. Al Basurya, Agusha Gozru, Alavira Le Gozru. Okay. Fine. So the ground is Tomei, but the air is not Tomei, and therefore it's possible to go into Tahara if he's in a Shita Teva Migdol, which sees nothing mile over the ground. What's that relevant? It's like you're buying an Eretz Yisrael. So you're allowed to write up the documents, documenting this purchase, even on Shabbos. Where it says b'Shabbos sochel daituch, how is it possible to do it on Shabbos? Kedomer Rava, Arba loy b'chomim ba'isa. You can ask a goy to do it. Kedomer Arba loy b'chomim ba'isa. V'alba gav demir loy b'chomim shvus. Even though normally asking a goy to do malach is elser min rabbanan, mishum yishav Eretz Yisrael loy gozer rabbanan. And since you have kibush yachid shmei kibush, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. So by purchasing it from the goy, you're establishing Jews into the land. That's considered Yishuv, Eretz Yisrael, Jews in the land. So, therefore, they allowed you to document this in the case that the government come afterwards and try and deny the purchase. They allow you to document it by having a goy, a non-Jew, write it up on Shabbos. Therefore, it's documented. So that was part of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's see Rashi.
I mean, there's got to be something beyond that. I mean, the next day, I mean, is something going to be lost? I mean, what is there that we get?
You buy it today, you don't document it, the guy comes over and says, I never sold to you.
It was the last thing he said?
And I never sold to you. The guy could deny it.
Or leave.
What?
Or not be around, available.
Well, I don't have anything available.
Or the opportunity's not there.
Or change his mind.
What?
Or change his mind.
Well, the case over here is you're not that you make the purchase on Shabbos. The case is you write up the document on Shabbos.
Right. But I'm saying it's like there's got to be more to it. To break Shabbos, there's got to be more to it than that. I'm just saying this. Right? I mean.
We're afraid that you won't be able to get the land. That you'll lose the land tomorrow.
Right, we're talking about the Rabbanan, right? So it's a question they weren't goes there. Yeah, Mira, the Shavuos.
Okay, that's a Rashi. Surya. So it's in the third wide line. Towards the bottom. But he Aram Sova, that's the area called Aram Sova. We keep Shadobin, we see all Eretz Yisrael. The Dobin captured that land and extended it into as part of Eretz Yisrael. Kamech b'chutz lords and Hanukkah man America avde b'chutz lords. Person would take his evidence, sell them off from Eretz Yisrael to chutz lords. Is yotzei lecheres. They consider the lekeach. We give a kanas to the purchaser. Mishum the evidence shayach b'mitzvus, but also lots of Eretz. So there's a general issur of leaving Eretz Israel that applies to the Eved as well. So this whole this transaction was inappropriate. Okay. Surya of the Tzvon Shel Eretz Israel Lahalon Me'Akko. So Surya is north beyond where Akko is. So even Akko was only legitim in Mishum the Biki and Lishma Ishkichi Lekaimai. But Lavodim Loi, the Lav Mir Tisrael, he. So the Mitzvah has a lot of problems with this Rashi. We said before that Akko is part of Eretz Yisrael. We're saying that Akko is not Tomei, it's just beyond Akko, which is Tomei, that whole discussion before. So this Diak over here is. The more saying, even Akko is only Kershel Legitta, not for Avodim. So the Ritva learns that regards to the Dinei Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Yisrael. the Gabi Mimarker Avdoi, since it's already it was a point where it wasn't under Jewish control, that also goes into the Mimarker Avdoi. So it's a Kaval Kerman to Surya. But it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael at all. So it said that the offer is Tomei in Surya, she goes all out. Means the land is chayv and meiser, because you're saying that he holds that this it was a valid war that David did, and the it's possible to extend Eretz Israel through war. But even so, the Chachamim did not want Jews to go settle there because of the lack of the Torah. So they made the gzeira of chutz loritz of the offer being tamei.
I thought the offer being tamei was a problem that they weren't the non Jews weren't careful about marking off graves.
I think we discussed this once that there's the why and the what. The why was to discourage people from going to chutz loritz. The what was, we can't pay tumah because you want to, well, say since there is a chashash of tumah, we're going to make that a halachically prevailing chashash. But maybe get me Surya, Leretz Yisrael, can maybe make Chutz Loretz, he puts in, the Lashkichi Sharata, because the Shiors were not Shliach. The words explain how exactly are you Nicholas Bitahara. Kikana Bafara Yushalayim. The Kamon Bafarish Lo. Bafari is Bafrachya, it's the area, the suburbs. Ruk Raish Bilaz. Kibish Yachid, so I was called Kibish Yachid. The David, it was David's personal, his army's personal capture. So how you call yourself Biyachad? So Rashi learned that David was covered. We'll see Tyson says argues on Rashi. David did it as a personal conquest, not for the purpose of all of Klal Yisrael. So that's called Kibush Yochid, according to Rashi. They're carrying it in the air. But in the rest of the other lands, Chutz Loretz, that won't work. Well, according to Grace of Yehuda, it works, but Rebbe holds it doesn't work. Rebbe's Matame, the person goes there to Amim, she's having Migdal, it's Matame, except for oil, Zark, Loishmei oil. So why is it Tome? It's Tome because you're being Mavir, you're being Mayo, not like I said, because the Avir, there goes on the Avir. One second. Right, okay, I'm sorry. Even if you're going on the Avir, if you hold Ol Zork Shmei oil, so the oil of the box acts as a chatzitza to you and the Avir of the Chutz Loretz. And that was a shot in the Gemara Nozer, which we just had. The Gemara Sada said that even that's not true. The Avir would be, there's no din of Ol Zork vis-a-vis the Avir. So we're going assuming that side. Fine. Rebbe Kazabra Oil Zark Loshmi Oil. So this container, which is in motion, is not considered a valid separation from him and the Tuma. Halkam Afarish Be'ervin Oil Metaltal Eno Oil B'shas Tetuloi. So the oil which is being moved, it doesn't have a dinam of oil to be choices in front of the Tuma. While it's moving, Hil Chatzitza, the Kamafsik, high oil, Beinoy La'avra Eretz Amim, Alav Chatzitzahi. So therefore, that would act as a barrier, doesn't work. Shunaitana, the Surya, the Le'el, I feel a Rebbe, Loy Kumatami, Ela Beretz Amim. That's only Beretz Amim, the Gosval Gusha, Mago Maso, The regards to tuma and touching or moving, but just being mile on the ground doesn't make him tummy. But there also regards to alavira. Shaniklas avira tummy. If you look at his esagush, even though there was no movement in the ground, he didn't touch the ground. Just being in the air is tummy. Avasura agusha gazu mago hesit. Avalavira le gazu. Vahailer noga below hisit. So Rashi's going back and forth. So now Rashi's saying the issue is the Avra alone, not because you're being mild. Yeah. So you have to say that even if he holds it, the guards on the Avra Mamish, he's learning that the tzitzit of the oil would work. But Favore is Bepilchi Rikrish Balaz, I don't know, Rashi has to repeat himself. So he had documents in his name. So that's where Oino means a star. Hilba Shabbos. The goy wants to leave. So you want to, if you don't buy it now, you're not going to be able to get it later on. So you're allowed to write it up. To so remove the non-Jews from Eretz Yisrael and settle the Jews there. Okay. Let's see Tosfos. Kibush Yochid. Bottom Tosfos. Pirshu Kodesh Shalach Hayush L'Shem Kol Yisrael. He didn't get do it for all of it for the Jews. B'yachad. Okay. L'Shem there wasn't there. Kol Yisrael B'yachad. Come up Kibush Yeshua. Kibush L'Tzar Kulam. Adam L'Kibush El L'Tzar Chay. Of a Sifri Mefarish Tamacher, Sir Parshas of Oya Ekev, the Medrash, the Halacha Medrash, the Sifri says, the different Shad, the Mash of the Fish Lahoya, the Sadai Kart, the Kabusha, the complaint against David was that he was capturing it out of water. The area near where the palace is that you haven't captured. Pirish Yevusi Shal Yisamachlu Shalayim. He left the Yevusim there. Matzah Harlech Mekavish Aram Narayim Aram Tzayva. The time against him was that it was not in the right order. So that was the Kibush Yochid. Avol Achash Hakolar Tzisok Kibshu. But if all of Eretz Yisrael has already been the conquest has been completed, there shall shem in exibo come come shall tizrael kaf raglan sham come shall all your kaifshi the good stars are you kaddish a fil yachid so kibush yachid is my kibush if it's done in the right order. The kibush, the yachid over here was his decision was as it were a personal decision as opposed to the Torah's directive of how to do it. So Tosfos says, so we know that shoes is mutter b'makom mitzvah, but a shoe just a drabbanan is not mutter for a mitzvah. And mir la'akam on a drabbanan is mutter for a mitzvah. Mir akam on a derais is not mutter for a mitzvah. It's mutter for refuah, but not for mitzvahs. We're not matir malacha deraisa for a mir la'akam on a deraisa for any other mitzvah. So that's what's unique about this halacha. If this is true that a mir la'akam is mutter any deraisa for a mitzvah, what's the chiddush? The chiddush over here is that in general, Amir Lakum is not mutter for under the raisa. You cannot ask a goy to do a deraisa. You can ask a goy to do a derabanan for a mitzvah. You can't ask him to do a deraisa for a mitzvah. Over here, you're allowing him the right, which is kaisa, which is a malach of the raisa, the tzarech mitzvah. The Tosfos brings a rise to that. Yeah. There is a shita which I think the Mordechai brings. It says that no, even for this, it's not. We're not getting out to the rices. We're locked under the rice of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So we're forced to say that writing that only ksiv, which is the rice, is ksav ashuris. Everything else is drabbanan. And every other one of that opinion is not accepted in halacha. And any type of ksiv is considered to be a deraisa. It's like one sheet of all of the Rishonim, it says like that, and we don't accept that. But they're grappling with so if you say that, the Kiddush of the Mora is that writing in any of the language is not deraisa. That's why Mir Lakam is mutter. But the Tosfos said that's not pshat in the Gemara. It's a unique heter on a Mir Lakam and a deraisa. Should we use your words? Okay, it's halted here.